Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
The press is waiting behind that door, Queen Birdie.
Thanks, Ivan. And appreciate you keeping my title alive.
You will always be my queen.
Don't make me cry.
Miss Anders? Rutherford Granger from the Board of Directors. Thank you for coming.
I remember you. You called me little girl at my first board meeting.
Yes. Well, the board has prepared a statement for you to read today. You will read it, word for word, and then Ivan will call an end to the press conference without you taking any questions.
And then what?
And then you'll let the board save Holiday Corps from the damage your reckless parents have wrought. If we're lucky, the company will survive the week.
The week?
If you'll excuse me, I'll let the press know you've arrived.
He seems...
condescending? Has he forgotten that I own this company?
I get it. Bird, but Holiday Corp is in trouble, and these people, they know how to run a corporation, right?
And I don't. I'd like to grab that guy by the mustache and—
Just take a deep breath. Don't give in to the anger. Trust me, I know how you feel, but you gotta keep it together.
Bruce is right. The important thing is getting Holiday Corp back on its feet so we can help your family.
I'll head in and grab us some seats, Badger.
So?
Cyrus said Casey is the one who turned Bruce back on.
What? And you're just telling me this now?
I was busy, and he was always around. Oh, barf. Jezebel Harrington is out there. She's the literal worst.
Granger's headed to the podium. Your timing, not great, Bird.
Hello. My name is Rutherford Granger. I know you're all aware of the recent incident involving James and Monica Anders, but we believe once you hear from their youngest daughter, you'll feel better about the future of Holiday Corp. Birdie.
Wish me luck.
You got this.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? I have a prepared statement to read from, so... I, like the rest of you, am shocked and horrified at the actions of my parents.
Are you really?
No questions, please, Miss Harrington. Go on, Birdie.
I am shocked and horrified at the actions of my parents, Monica and James.
Did you even write this? Or are you just a puppet for the board?
Puppet?
No, I'm a... Do you really think putting their words in the mouth of a child is going to fix anything?
You know what? You're right, Mrs. Jezebel Harrington. I don't need this paper. I know exactly what I want to say.
Oh, easy, Bird.
My parents aren't criminals. They're good people, like the best people I know, and I wish that I had told them that more when they were here. They taught me what's most important in life. And it's not lying or being sneaky or pretending you're someone that you aren't. It's helping others. That's what the Anders family does. We help people who are in trouble. My sister Holiday is off doing it right now on the other side of the world. My brother Cyrus is, well, I can't talk about that. But I believe wherever my parents are, they're doing it too. For months, someone has been attacking my family and this company from the inside, trying to turn us against each other.
Where are they?
Excuse me?
Your siblings! Seems a little convenient that everybody disappears at the same time.
What's your point?
Are they in hiding? Did they help your parents escape?
Are you kidding me?
Vinny, get in close. She looked shaky.
You got it.
Get out of her face!
Hey, my camera.
Bruce, what are you doing?
I said leave her alone.
He's attacking my camera.
Bruce, don't.
Help!
What are you doing?
Bruce!
Bruce!
Put him down!
Put him down! Bruce!
Okay.
Birdie, I don't know why. I didn't mean to. Oh, no.
Bruce, come back!
I'll go after him. You stay here and do damage control.
Okay.
Miss Mendes, do you have any idea what you've done?
I couldn't lie about my parents.
Your actions, along with those of your violent associate, could ruin this company.
No, I... If I could have your attention, please. I want to apologize for my friend Bruce. He's really more like a brother to me. This has been a rough time for my family and, well, he was being protective. I know he feels terrible about the way he acted.
This whole family is out of control.
But I see now how disruptive the situation is, which is why I've made the difficult decision to step down from my role at Holiday Corp. Don't get me wrong. I am not giving up. I will clear my family's name, and we will be back. You can count on that. Mic drop. Sorry. I hope I didn't break it. Okay, well, anyway, thanks for everything, and goodbye.
Gators. Three of us. How convenient.
I punched an alligator in the nose my first night here.
Well, let's do it again.
Casey, could you maybe...
They're in the water. We're in a rowboat, and my powers are fritzy.
Water plus electricity equals...
Bad hair day for Brinley.
Not to mention what it could do to me.
Casey! Okay. Brinley, Remy, on three. I need you guys to jump onto the dock. Ready?
Ready.
Just do it.
Sorry, fellas. One, two, three. What the heck?
They're smoking. They shorted out?
The alligators are robots.
Excellent craftsmanship. Very lifelike.
Serious Neverland vibes, huh, Brin?
You could say that.
Neverland? Like Peter Pan?
Kinda. Time to get up to the headmaster's house. Somehow.
What are these big tubes?
Cybot, do you think these are pneumatic?
You mean like at old banks?
Pneumatic tubes. Back in the day, people would put their deposit in the container and it would be sucked through the wall into the bank.
So, theoretically, if I wanted to say, deposit myself into the...
Brinley!
Oh my gosh, the tube sucked her up. Like Augustus Gloop and Willy Wonka.
Guess we're next, Remington. Always wondered what it would feel like to be carpet lint.
Okay, so we just step inside?
Whoa!
That was crazy. Can we do it again?
No.
Okay, this is not what I'd call a cozy house.
What tipped you off? The fact that it looks like... a mad scientist lab?
There appear to be many experiments underway. Robotics, 3D blood synthesis.
This looks like the phone device Cyrus created. The one that connected him to my mom.
You think she called him from here?
I bet if we could get into this computer, we'd get some answers.
I'm in.
Cyrus?
I bought with the holiday style move.
How do you know what a holiday style move is?
I have no idea.
So what are we looking for?
Project Portal.
I knew it. I knew it. Did I mention I knew it?
Can you download it, Slybe?
It's a large file, but I'll get started.
Is there any info on the students? Like me, for example?
We can look.
I just realized I don't know my own last name.
Apparently, they don't either. It just says Remy, followed by a bunch of numbers.
It's the date I got here.
Are you sure?
Look, if you match it up to the files in the portal folder, the dates all correspond to the numbers attached to different students.
These are the dates each kid came through the portal.
What about Penn? Is he in there?
It's different. He has letters and numbers attached to his name, but no date.
687 PS.
It's a WITKID ID.
You were right, Casey. Penn is a missing WITKID. Look up the other Casey, my horrible old roommate.
I don't see anything.
C-A-S-E-Y? Or maybe without the E?
Nothing's coming up.
Well, she definitely exists, because she's stealing my life as we speak.
Okay, this is the doc. I'll go talk to the lady in the information booth.
Sounds good.
May I help you?
Yeah, we'd like to rent a boat.
ID, please.
Here you go.
I don't have ID.
It's fine, Casey.
You look familiar to me.
Me?
Have you been here before?
Yeah, once.
You seem taller.
Growth spurt, I guess.
So, where are you kids headed?
Elixir Key. We're going to visit an old friend.
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.